Our reading is from the book of God's Revelation. Jesus had foretold of the false teachings and of the false Christs who would lead people astray. Foremost of all his prophecies was his proclamation of the coming second advent of God, who would manifest as divine light, a power that would renew the whole world by means of the eightfold light of a messianic sun, whose rays would burn up wickedness and prepare the righteous for the return of God. This supernatural act of cosmic rebirth in the end times, preceded by the tribulations, had been foretold by the former prophets. God uses his supernatural powers of creation to redeem souls that are part of a spiritual kingdom. Redemption is thus placed outside of formalized doctrines inherent in the established orthodox religions of the earth. The second advent of God was the basis of the ministry of Jesus. This was the divine act he promised would come at a future age, when God would manifest himself as the Savior and Redeemer of the human family and the whole of creation gone astray. Praying that God would prepare him to receive the true bread and water for nourishment of his soul, the man did eat the small portion of bread and did drink the cup of water taken from the morning's communion table to strengthen and nourish his body. Afterwards, he leaned back against the rock and, looking heavenward, allowed the light of the material sun to stream into his eyes. The greater light of God flowing into his spirit transported the man's soul away from his material body as if into the center of the sun. His spiritual being soared past crystal walls of brilliant light, flashing as rays of lightning, and beyond a multitude of resplendent geometric forms that seemed built from blocks of jewels of every color and design. His winged soul rushed on rays of visible light shed by countless clusters of suns and stars in an endless array of generated energy and preternatural matter. The flight of his soul took him out of the physical universe into a dimension of impenetrable darkness, formed by some opaque, silvery, pre-existent matter bound by radiant energy. Iridescent figures of giant anthropomorphic form and stature eyed him with intelligent interest, all the while moving towards the light of his soul. And he learned that the sun is indeed a gateway to another world, and that the secret of the soul's freedom is its release from the confines of physical reality. With a rush, his soul emerged out of the midnight darkness into a sacred realm of luminous light, brighter than the noonday sun, a realm not made of any matter known in the physical universe, nor of the generated substance of preternatural dimensions through which he had passed, but made of transcendent divine light manifest in the Godhead. His soul was bathed in dazzling waters of pulsating pre-existent light. The eyes of his spirit saw the image of God, and the ears of his spirit heard the word of God, communicating with his spiritual senses in the language known to the angels. A heavenly fragrance filled his being, and his soul assumed the form of light, and he was overcome with great peace and boundless joy. Luminous archetypal forms of celestial grace shimmered like transparent gold, with eyes set in flawless faces of holy countenance that communicated love, presented themselves before him. He was embraced by a sanctity of divine presence, a communion extended by the embodiment of light in that angelic host. And the embrace of spirit told the man he had existed in that realm before his birth. And the man understood that humans were created spiritual beings in the image of God, who could experience a reality of that beingness once quickened by the word manifest in the light. The Spirit of God breathed into his soul, and he was enraptured and made conscious of his Creator. And for a timeless space of time, the man hovered over two dimensions of being. His mind was stilled, his body at rest in the sanctuary above the Temple Mount. His reasoning soul, now part of another world, listened to the voice of the Heavenly Spirit as it had before the generation of the world. And he had remembrance of it. And the man understood by the voice of God's word orating in spirit that the heavenly kingdom of light is not part of the physical universe, that universe experienced by living mortals, and that it is unattainable by mortal senses, emotion, or mind. It is only attainable by an awakened soul brought to birth by God's image and word appearing in divine light. This birth is the result of a creative reproduction in which the living soul arises from a union of human spirit with the seminal reason of God's word transported by the image in solar light. Seminal reason within the agency of light impregnates the fertile spirit and a new soul is conceived. In its initial stages of development, the soul receives its nourishment from the sun. In later stages of maturity, it feeds on the divine presence in the spiritual sun, a source of light and energy in the spiritual universe. And we will continue with this theme next week. So let us now move on to the blessings.